test vote on the spending bill. On Jack Callahan, Fox News, a procedural vote on the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill passes easily in the Senate, 70 to 25. That means at least 20 Republicans voted yes, twice the number needed for final passage.
It's a big step. The bill is a big step in the right direction. From start to finish, the omnibus is made by and for the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Schumer, a final Senate vote could come tomorrow, a vote in the House to follow. Ukraine's President Zelensky is scheduled to address congressional lawmakers tomorrow night, not by video hookup, but in person. Assuming there are no security issues traveling from Ukraine, the spending bill includes another $45 billion for Ukraine. The Biden administration responds to the Supreme Court's order temporarily blocking the end of health restrictions on asylum seekers at the border that were to expire at midnight tonight.
The Justice Department argues Title 42, a policy put in place at the start of the pandemic that kept most migrants out, has outlived its public health justification. However, DOJ says even if the Supreme Court sides with them, they ask that Title 42 remain in place until December 27th or the second business day after the court's order to give the government time to prepare with new policies that address the consequences of ending Title 42.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the House Ways and Means Committee, voting along party lines, has voted to publicly release a report on former President Donald Trump's taxes. The committee recently received several years of his tax returns after 5 years of litigation. The big winter storm already causing holiday travel troubles. Nearly 3,500 flights were canceled today. In parts of southern and central Minnesota, the heavy snow and high winds have triggered a blizzard warning, expected to expand into more of the Midwest by Thursday. But Fox Weather says bitter cold and very cold wind chill temperatures will likely be a greater threat. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden about to sign the Defense Authorization Act, which will also end the COVID vaccine mandate for service people. Now, a group of senators is pushing to have those dismissed over vaccine refusal reinstated.
Florida Senator Rick Scott sent a letter to Defense Secretary Austin signed by five of his colleagues.
There's a lot of people, thousands of people that have been kicked out. They need to have the opportunity to come back in, and they need to get back pay. There's so many families that have been harmed over this.
More than 8,000 service members have been kicked out for refusing to get vaccinated for COVID-19. At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the vaccine mandate should have continued. A spokesman tells Fox as a matter of policy, the Pentagon does not discuss congressional correspondence. The department will review and respond in due course as appropriate. In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Sam Bankman-Fried is expected back in the U.S. tomorrow, reportedly signing extradition papers in the Bahamas. He faces federal charges related to the collapse of the FTX cryptocurrency exchange. Convicted killer Scott Peterson's request for a new trial denied.
The judge rejecting his claim that one of the jurors from his original trial in 2004 was so biased against him that it tainted his conviction for the murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son, Connor. The case revolved around juror Rochelle Nice. Peterson's lawyers argued she deliberately lied on her juror questionnaire, which asked if she'd ever been a victim of a crime or filed a lawsuit. She answered no, but in fact, she had taken out a restraining order when she was pregnant. In fact, the defense claimed showed she had an axe to grind against Scott Peterson. But the judge disagreed and found she was not biased, so Peterson's conviction stands. In San Francisco, Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.